Rathon Man?
What's that supposed to mean?
There could be any number of meanings. It could represent a specific person, an attitude towards humanity, or the attitude of humanity. Who knows?
Come on. I'm all in favor of grabbing at whatever lead you can get, but a clue that's too vague to figure out isn't much of a clue at all.
It's a clue we didn't have 5 minutes ago. Dad must have believed someone could figure it out, or he wouldn't have left it.
Okay, if it means something, then what does it mean?
Don't know. Maybe he wanted us to go to Egypt.
Egypt? Because it's in Sanskrit?
Lindsay, would you please use your camera to take a few pictures of the image? We shouldn't take what's left of the table with us, but it would be good to have the picture to refer back to if needed.
But it may not even have anything to do with their disappearance. Your dad may have colored that thing during one of his other visits here.
Mr. Derek is correct. I don't believe Mr. Reginald would have used a piece of furniture valued at $100,000 American as a pad of scratch paper. This message, as it were, is of importance. Just because it doesn't make sense to us now doesn't mean it won't make sense in the future.
Fine. I guess I can throw a few frames of digital memory at it.
I don't know, though, if going to Egypt is our best course of action at this time, sir.
Well, I don't know what else you can mean by it. I mean, Sanskrit isn't exactly a global form of communication.
True, but it is just as likely that he used it because of its limited usage as using it as a locator.
Use the usage for the what now?
We're not going to know that for sure until we investigate it, and I say we go to Egypt and see what we can find.
As you command, Mr. Derek.
Don't do. Now what? Hello?
Derek, that you?
Yeah, Grandpa, it's me.
Everything okay, my boy?
Yeah, Gramps. Sorry, things are just a little...
I understand. It's frustrating when there's nothing to find.
That's not... I'll explain to you later. What's up?
I just got a phone call from a friend of mine. He has something that I need you to look into.
Why didn't he use the network?
It's not that type of call. Or it is, but he's... It's a more personal situation than a typical network call. I owe him a lot.
What's the situation?
He thinks his ranch is being plagued by a chupacabra infestation again.
Chupacabra? Again?
It's a supernatural creature whose portal usually opens in the borders of Mexico.
It's like a lizard-based Bigfoot.
You've got to be kidding.
I don't know.
Jose is an old friend, and if they're really back, he's going to need your help.
I understand, Grandpa, but we had a deal. We agreed that the whole demon hunter thing wouldn't interfere with me searching for my parents.
I thought we agreed that this demon hunter thing was bigger than just us.
I know it's big, but I can't just...
It needs to be handled. If need be, I'll have Jeremy charter a jet and have him fly me down there. I'll take care of it myself. It's just that it's been decades since I had to fight a herd of demon spawn.
That won't be necessary, Grandpa. We'll go and check it out. Where is this guy located?
We're going?
Along the Mexican seaboard. I've set the coordinates to your GPS system.
Master Heinrich can be very persuasive when he wants to be.
Send me what you have on these chalupas too while you're at it.
Chupacabras.
Yeah, those. I probably won't get a chance to read it until we land. But it would be nice to get some idea of what to expect before we're face to face with it. Or whatever it has that passes for a face.
I will, my boy. Take care of yourself down there. Those buggers are meaner than they look, and they don't look too friendly.
We will, Grandpa. Goodbye.
We'll be right back.
Wow.
Different than what you became used to at the Ritz, then.
No, I meant wow in a good way. This place is nice. A lot better than I was expecting when I was told we were coming to a Mexican ranch.
It is not truly a ranch, Señorita. We're landowners who farm. Ranchers focus mainly on cattle. Only 10% of our land is dedicated to raising animals.
I stand corrected.
And my manners are terrible today. My apologies. Welcome to my home. I'm Jose Ramirez.
And we're
Derek Geist and his friends. Your grandfather, my old friend, called and informed me you were coming. These are my great-grandchildren, Luis Jr. and Gabriela. They are down for the summer.
Papi says we can learn much from Petron.
Luis is going off to college in the fall. Gabby just finished a semester in Spain through an international exchange program.
It is good to see Mr. Heinrich's friend and his family doing so well.
Jit, so good to see you, mi amigo. Heinrich didn't mention that you are now helping his grandson.
The master believed I'd be of more use in the field than serving him tea at Hastings Hill.
I can believe that.
This is the fabled Ajit, Petron?
Fabled?
The truth, like beauty, rests in the eye of the beholder.
And who is this lovely senorita, Señor Geist?
This is Lindsay Caparelli. She's my...
traveling companion. Just traveling companion.
Well then, Derek, would you and your companions like to come in? We've taken the liberty of inviting the area farmers over tonight, so we can throw you a welcoming fiesta.
That's very nice of you, Señor Ramirez, but I'd much rather...
We can begin looking for the chupacabras tomorrow, Señor. Once you have recuperated from your long flight and have experienced some true Mexican hospitality.
About that. I was doing some research on the way here, and I'm a bit confused as to what this is all about.
How so?
Well, what I found on the internet said that the chupacabra is a mythical creature, like a Bigfoot or Yeti.
See.
But you claim they're real.
Very much so.
You've encountered them before?
See. The last time was over 3 decades ago, when they attacked several local ranches.
Again, that goes against what I read. According to the internet, the first supposed sightings weren't until the 1990s, unless you want to count the reported attacks in Moca in 1975.
While I've heard of Porto's opening in Puerto Rico as well, El Vampiro de Moca was not a chupacabra.
There's a difference?
See, the fables surrounding these creatures are based on rumors and legends of when the chupacabras were actually here, but are not true chupacabra sightings themselves.
That's what I'm talking about. The next thing you're going to tell me is that Bigfoot's real too.
To my knowledge, it's not. But with all the variations on the Sasquatch myth that are floating around out there, it wouldn't surprise me if some portal somewhere opens on a dimension filled with large, ape-like creatures.
So you're saying that every mythical creature is based on extra-dimensional creatures? I don't know if I can believe that.
Not all myths are real, but neither are all creatures figments of the imagination.
So how do you know which ones are real and which ones are fictional?
The ones you can see with your own eyes are real.
Which we'll attempt to do after you get some rest. Trust me, you don't want to encounter these things at less than 100%.
If you insist.
Luis, please help them with their bags.
Si, Petron. I'm more than happy to aid with the señorita.
Follow me, Ajit. I'll show you where your room is.
If only I could get them to take such exuberance in all their chores. Señor Geist, over here. There are some people I'd like you to meet.
Señor Ramirez, I appreciate this, but don't you think this is a bit extravagant? You didn't have to go through all this for us.
I'll explain everything in a few moments, Señor. But first, allow me to introduce my neighbors. This is Señor Diaz, who owns the land to the south of us.
Good evening. Verdes.
Señora Salvador, to the east.
My pleasure.
And my neighbor to the north, Señor Alacran.
Please, call me Juan.
Usually that's my line.
You usually tell people to call you Juan?
No, usually I'm the one insisting to be called by my first name. You can all call me Derek.
Very good, Derek. We're glad you could come. Any help you can give us in taking care of this this pest problem would be greatly appreciated.
Pest? I take it you don't believe in the Chupacabra?
Now, if you'll excuse us, gentlemen and lady, I have a few other people for our guest of honor to meet.
Thank you for coming, Señor Geist.
We will see you around, see?
Si. Si.
Gracias, Derek.
De nada. They don't believe in the Chupacabra?
Some believe, some don't. We're trying to dissuade them from it, though.
Why?
Sometimes it is better to live with ignorance than to suffer with knowledge.
Ajit, you really need to learn not to sneak up on people.
One person's walking is another man sneaking. He must someday train you to pay closer attention to everything that happens around you.
Around here, the adventures your grandfather and I had against the Chupacabras are things of legend. Few believe them, which is better for all of us. People knew that such creatures actually existed and have returned. The panic would be uncontrollable.
What have you told them then?
That feral dogs are in the area, terrorizing the animals.
And who am I then?
You are well known, Señor Geist, even down here.
So what is a millionaire playboy doing to help then?
Bailing out an old family friend by throwing lots of pesos at the problem.
Gotcha.
Your property has come along nicely, Señor.
Thank you, old friend. Things have been steadily improving since the government turned over land rights to the farmers. Once people were able to claim ownership of the land they worked, quality of life improved.
I'm impressed that all of you are able to cooperate so well with each other. Some people would have made land grabs when the property became available.
I wish I could say everyone was as cooperative as we appear. When the land first became available, the landowners who were better off than their neighbors approached those that couldn't afford to buy their own land. Some, like myself and those you've met tonight, offered fair prices for the land. Others were not as giving.
So your property wasn't this large before?
I only brought property from one of my neighbors. Anything more would have been more than I could handle.
Those that bought more, are they being fair to the others, or are they behaving more like land barons?
There are outspoken people on both sides of the morality line.
Derek, what are you doing?
Sitting and talking with our host.
Well, that's obvious. What I meant was, why aren't you out here dancing and enjoying the food?
If you really knew me, and not just what the press makes of me, you know that there's a lot more to me than just partying.
And all those grand openings and parties we found you at, they were just part of your cover?
Señorita, come dance with me.
Well, Geist?
Go have fun, you two. I'm fine right here where I am.
Never would have imagined you to be the fuddy-duddy. Ajit, yes, but not you.
Ajit is more than capable of shaking the tail feathers. Thank you very much.
That phrase went out before my dad's generation.
Huh, it makes me wonder which of them is the old man.
At the moment, I think your grandfather's younger.
What's that noise?
It sounds like something spooking the cattle.
Probably a coyote or something.
They've broken through the fence. Everyone after them. We must stop them before they reach the fields. Vámonos!
A coyote would not have caused this.
Not to this degree, no.
What do you think it is, then?
Look, over there, near the pen. Do you see what I see?
I can't make it out. It looks like...
A man-sized lizard.
We'll worry about that later. Right now, we need to stop the cattle from destroying the crops. Let's go.